Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
We look back on what happened last Thursday night and Ronaldo being sent off and that double for Troy Parrott. And over the weekend, there was such talk about it that we all thought it was a false dawn. And we thought it was a false dawn, particularly when we went one down in Budapest. Isn't that so, Colin Bowie?
That's right, Pat. Yeah, we were all a bit worried about what might be, and maybe the Portugal game was a one-off. But Pat, it was the reaction to go on 1-0 down, and Troy Parrott gets the equalising penalty. And then for 20 minutes, we're not that great. Hungary retake the lead. And then again, you're thinking it's going to be the same old story here with Ireland. But the self-belief remained, carried over from Portugal last Thursday. And in the end, you watched one of easily the greatest Irish sporting moments in history. And Keith Tracy opposite me was right in this chair as that goal went in.
Yeah, I'm surprised the mic is still working. I give it a good run for its money, but it's unbelievable stuff. And I think one of the main things I've took away over the last two games is we've been scratching around looking for this formation and this style of play, but we've played a 5-4-1, and it just suits us absolutely down to the ground. We can spring out, we can hurt people, we have pace on the wings. We have Quivey and Keller who are starting to make big save after big save, just like Shea Given did. You've got Troy Parrott being likened to Robbie Keane now. And it seems like we've turned the corner. It has seemed like that for every now and then.
Now, but we did load up with strikers at the end. I mean, people in the box.
Yeah,
to try and get that last goal. And Quivey's long ball right into the box was what made the difference, I suppose.
It was. It was just a ball lumped into the box. Liam Scales does brilliantly. His second assist throughout the two games. He got the first assist for Troy Parrott's first goal against Portugal. And that, it just reminded me, I said it at the time, it was like Niall Quinn's flick on for Robbie Keane's goal against Germany in the dying minutes. And it just had a big, big feel. And like I say, we've had success within the formation now. I think the public will lean into it and won't mind us playing five at the back. And I think the players, when times get tough and they're running from side to side against bigger opposition, they will have it in the back of their head. If we can keep a clean sheet and get Troy a chance, we can win.
And that's why it's five at the back. It's to try and prevent the others from scoring.
Trying to nullify the opposition. So, there's so many good nations around. Like, the Portuguese attack is so strong. I know we could have the debate about Ronaldo maybe going over the hill, but Bernardo Silva, Joao Felix, there's so many brilliant players within that team. To keep a clean sheet against them is the nitty gritty that the Irish team need to be doing, but we sprinkled a bit of magic.
I do remember, I go back to Jack Charlton moaning about when we played Egypt, and I think it played out as a draw years ago, and he complained that they wouldn't play. The Egyptians wouldn't come out to play. They just blocked off our access to the goal. And that's really what we did very successfully.
Yeah, well, I think that's our blueprint moving forward, to frustrate and annoy and you know, get under the skin of people. Ronaldo getting sent off in the Aviva is by design. Seamus Coleman was at him the whole game. And it wasn't just poking Ronaldo. It was just keeping him under wraps. He couldn't get a touch of the ball. Very, very good in the air. But our three centre-halves just wrapped him up in cotton wool. He couldn't do anything. And you can say our style of play wasn't great, Pat, but over the two games, we had a better XG in both games. So we'd better chances, less possession, but possession of the ball doesn't mean domination within the game.
Now, you've been looking at who we might play. It's not abundantly clear who finally will be in the draw before we find out what happens next March.
Yeah, there's a couple of more games tonight, a few more games tomorrow. So there's all sorts of different permutations. I'm just delighted we're there. I actually hope we get a stronger nation, to be honest with you, Pat. I think if we play somebody in around our level, our mentality changes and we think we can play a bit of football and be a sexier team. If we get somebody like in Italy, I think we'll rise to the occasion and we can beat a bigger nation. So I'm sort of on that point where I'm thinking, give us anybody. We'll go and have a pop off anybody at this
now,
stage.
When you think that we are architects of our own potential disaster in Armenia, for example, you know, and yet Portugal 9-1.
Without Cristiano Ronaldo, Pat, he'll be gutted. He'll be as disappointed as Dominic Szoboszlai yesterday. They did it without him. Yeah, it was remarkable. Just on the draw there, because if we're pot three, we're away in the semi-final, right? Yeah. But if we're pot two, which is still a possibility, then we're home for that crucial semi-final, which will be a one-legged affair. So it'll be done and dusted on that day. It'll go to extra time and penalties if needed. That's the 26th of March, that semi-final. The final's 5 days later if we make it, and the draw is this Thursday at midday. So I think right now we can play the likes of Italy, Czech Republic or Albania. So it'll be added to that. But as Keith said, it's very much TBC until Wednesday. We'll know on Wednesday.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Okay, I'm getting nervous already.
Yeah, because our ranking will rise as well. So we're 62nd in the world at the moment because we beat two teams ranked above us. Mm. The new ranking's released on Wednesday, so we'll be higher ranked. So it's very much to be confirmed. Yeah.
Now, I know we had no sympathy for Ronaldo when he was sent off for all his antics, even though we admire him as the footballer of his generation, really. But I felt a little bit sorry for the Hungarian team. I mean,
did you?
Just a little bit, because they, as Heimer said afterwards, they were the architects of their own disaster. They left themselves, with all their time wasting, no time to respond to our final goal.
Yeah, I think I was just making the point that I thought Szoboszlai, throughout the 90 minutes, actually played okay. But he's the Hungarian talisman. You go to Budapest, he's on all the billboards, he's on every advert going. Yeah, he got the ball in the first 10-15 minutes, and Troy Parrott was standing 2 yards away from him, and it was like a standoff. It was like, well, we're playing for the draw, what are Ireland going to do? And Ireland were prepared to say, we're going to wait till the last 10-15 minutes and then the kitchen sink is coming. And when your best player is standing there saying, we're happy enough for the draw, it reverberated through that hungry team. And look, I'm not taking anything away from Ireland, because we took advantage of it, but I do think if your playmaker and talisman goes out with that sort of mindset, it's not the best. I don't think you can feel sorry. They haven't been at a World Cup, Pat, since 1986. Yeah. It was a huge game for Hungary in the Puskas Arena.
Texters saying, I just wonder how they're feeling in Hungary this morning. We haven't checked the Hungarian newspapers. I'm sure there's recrimination.
Well, the off-the-ball equivalent in Budapest this morning will be livid, yeah, for sure.
All right, well, we'll park that for the moment. No doubt we'll be talking about it for the rest of the day,
yeah.
The rest of the year, no doubt. But we had other sport over the weekend. Let's just briefly touch on golf and Rory's Race to Dubai win, although he came up slightly short in the golf yesterday.
Yeah, he was in a playoff with Matt Fitzpatrick there at the season-ending DP World Tour Championship. So it's his seventh Race to Dubai title, Rory McIlroy. He just had an award named after him last week. So the best European at the four majors will get the Rory McIlroy Award. So he continues this kind of remarkable year that he's had, Pat, 2025 for Rory McIlroy. And he also, at the 72nd, I suppose you'd call it, in the green at the weekend, it was similar to the Irish Open heroics. And he went brave.
He went brave.
You know, the ultimate occurrence.
However, on the 18th, on the playoff, he went brave again and ended up in a stream. And that was his undoing. But only at the end of the day by the single shot. That's how he lost it, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, he has won the Race to Dubai. He's overcome Seve's record. He's now after the overall record, which Colin Montgomery has.
Yeah, so he wants eight. Yeah.
So he's looking for eight and beyond, he said.
Yeah.
Moving to the rugby, and we walloped the Wallabies.
We did, yeah. 46-19, Mack Hansen scoring a hat-trick, and hadn't played at 15 at test level for Ireland before the weekend.
He was brilliant in the air. Absolutely brilliant.
Keith, he was wearing two different coloured boots, Mack Hansen. And so Andy Farrell said to him beforehand, the Ireland coach, like, you better play well if you're wearing two different coloured boots. And he did. He was as confident as his fashion choice, which is catching an early ball high. and then a hat-trick pass inside half an hour. It was a remarkable performance.
It was fantastic. And I mean, the overall score, what was it, 46-19?
46-19. So they ran away with it at the end. So there were three tries in the last 10 minutes or so. Australia were down to 14. They had a sin bin player. But it was the result that the dominance throughout the game deserved, really. So Sam Prendergast started at 10, which was a surprise to some people. They thought that Jack Crowley would maintain that position. Prendergast was brilliant. And particularly at one point, he actually got taken off in the 62nd minute, and it was about 5 minutes before that where he was running the show. Like, no one could touch him. But his tackling was poor at times.
Yeah, so that's
the worry. And then you're against, you know, by far the best team in the world against South Africa this coming Saturday at the Aviva. The question is, do you want Jack Crowley's more solid defence, or do you want the flair of Prendergast? So it's going to be a very interesting call that Andy Farrell makes.
And whoever's in that position has to just try and avoid injury at the hands of...
Well, they're just so lethal, aren't they? I mean, and again, they had a permanent red card for the second week in a row, South Africa, at the weekend, and again, they won. So they're a bit formidable.
Yeah. Now, in terms of England and South Africa and New Zealand, rather, they made a point, a telling point there.
Brilliant. Brilliant result for England at Twickenham. I don't think they've beaten New Zealand there since 2012 or 13. So it was a hell of a victory. I think it's only the fourth time this century that they've done it. 33-19, that match finished. It was an interesting tactic deployed by England at the end of that first half. George Ford, the out half, nailed two drop goals, which would be kind of unusual at that stage of the game. So that brought them to within a point of the All Blacks at the interval. And they were by far the superior side in the second half. And there's big problems for New Zealand.
Did you manage to watch any of the Argentinian match against Scotland yesterday?
No, I was all in on the event that we discussed. However, I do know that Scotland got booed off the pitch. So they lost 33-24.
They were 21-0 up at halftime.
Ridiculous.
And then Argentina made some changes. They brought on a...
Now, Argentina are a terrific side. Let's be fair about that. Like, remember they played the Lions in the first game of the Lions tour in Dublin and they battered them. And so they scored 33 points in that second half. Scotland only scored three.
Keith, I don't know whether you're a fan of rugby at all.
I've started to turn the corner. Yeah, Alan Quinlan upstairs has made me into a rugby fan. But I'm a La Rochelle fan, as Cullen will tell you.
Yeah. Do you know this? We had Ron Nogara on the show, and then they had a bromance from day one.
Oh, is that that's what turned the corner for
Rodgers,
you?
Yeah. Rodgers got me in. There's a lot of Leinster fans not happy with me, but it's La Rochelle for me.
All right. Well, it was a fantastic weekend of sports.
It's unbelievable, Pat. It was historic. Historic.
We shall be singing about this, no doubt. There has to be a song, doesn't there?
They have to do a new song because Put 'Em Under Pressure was played again at the end of the credits on RT. So we're going to need a new Irish song.
Yeah, because it was where Jackie's Army they were talking about.
Yeah,
we have to have... Yeah.
It's still iconic.
Well, instead of Jocks I goes to Stuttgart, it'd be Tracy goes to Chicago.
Very good. Look, gents, thank you very much for joining us. Colin Buick from Off the Ball and Keith Tracy, former Republic of Ireland intern.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.